Lecture 3, The World of the Veda.
When the Aryans came to India from the steppes of Central Asia in the second millennium BCE, they brought with them the Veda, an oral tradition of knowledge primarily concerned with ritual. As the Aryan culture coalesced with the culture of the Indus Valley to produce the Hindu tradition, the Veda emerged as Hinduism's most sacred authority. Eventually, the Veda that existed for thousands of years in oral communication was written down. In this talk, we will take a look into the written Veda to see the world it discloses and examine how it functioned in Aryan life. Before we take this first glimpse, however, let me issue two brief notes of caution. In presenting the Vedic worldview, I fear I'll be making it seem more systematic and coherent than it actually was. The collection of Vedic writings is not systematic theology. It wasn't written with modern categories of thought in mind. Some ideas in the Veda are in tension with other ideas. There are passages whose entire meaning is totally obscure and lost to time. In one hymn, this God is praised as the deity of the sun. In another hymn, that God is given the sun as his province. So, if at the end of this lecture you think you have a clear understanding of the Vedic world, you probably do not. We should remember, also, that because the Veda represents the perspective of the priestly class in Aryan society, we cannot be certain how widespread these views were. Lower classes, of course, did not keep records or have anything comparable to the Veda from which to analyze their religious lives. There may have been great continuity between the priestly and the non-priestly worldviews, but this can't be asserted with certainty. The Veda divides into four Samhitas, or collections, each concerned with a particular aspect of ritual. The oldest and most important of these is called the Rig Veda. The Rig Veda contains over 1,000 hymns to various gods and goddesses. The word Rig means praise, so this collection is aptly named. Some scholars have argued that the Rig Veda may be over 30,000 years old. Most, however, believe it is of much more recent origin, between 2300 and 1200 BCE. The Rig Veda contains mantras, or sacred words, that are used during ritual. The other three Samhitas include the Yajur Veda, which gives instruction for sacrifices, the Sama Veda, which contains melodies, since the sacrificial songs had to be sung at just the right pitch to be effective, and the Atharva Veda, which offered spells and incantations for healing rituals. As we begin our examination of the Vedic worldview, I'd like to propose that we proceed in the following way to provide some order to this highly unsystematic material. Let's explore three essential questions. First, how did the Veda conceive the world of nature? Second, how did it conceive the world of the gods? And third, how did it think about human beings? Like many ancient cultures, the Aryans thought of the world as divided into three levels. They used the word Trilaka, literally the three places, to name the world. The first level was the flat land and the seas comprising the earth, the place where the humans and many of the animals lived. Above the earth was the atmosphere, or mid-space, as it was called. And then reaching into the highest level was Svarga, or heaven, the home of the gods and the ancestors. The world was believed to be governed by an abstract, impersonal principle called Rita.